Nolte, California Attorney General Blames Automakers for Car Thefts. By John Nolte on March 25, 2023. Attorney General Rob Bonta, DCA, is gaslighting the public by blaming automakers for the explosion in California car thefts. Here's the absurd press release. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, as part of a coalition of 23 attorneys general, today sent a letter to Kia America and Hyundai Motor Company expressing concerns about the company's failure to take adequate steps to address the alarming rate of theft of the company's vehicles. From 2011 to 2022, the companies chose not to include any theft devices called engine immobilizers that were a standard feature in almost every other new car manufactured during that period. The release goes on to point out, thefts of Hyundai and Kia cars increased by approximately 85% in 2022 and constituted approximately 20% of stolen cars in Los Angeles in 2022, up from 13% in 2021. Similarly, in Berkeley, California, thefts of these cars have made up 38% of vehicle thefts since the end of 2022. Hyundai and Kia vehicles stolen in this manner have resulted in numerous crashes and at least 8 fatalities nationwide, and the stolen vehicles have also been used to commit additional crimes. Additionally, owners are now facing the threat of being unable to insure their vehicles. Major insurance companies are now refusing to insure the Hyundai and Kia models most susceptible to theft. My fairly new pickup doesn't have any kind of anti-theft device. I don't even lock it. So why hasn't my vehicle been stolen? I'll tell you why. I don't live in a deep blue, Democrat-run city where criminals are allowed to do whatever they want. And even if they are caught, there's no bail or serious jail time. When a city is governed correctly, people feel safe leaving their keys in the car's ignition overnight with open windows. That should be the goal of every elected official. An environment where you feel safe leaving your keys in the car and your front door unlocked. I'm not saying that, given the reality of how poorly Democrats run their cities, these car manufacturers should not modify things to reflect these realities. Nevertheless, rampant car theft is never the fault of the manufacturer. That's absurd. That's gaslighting. The truth, and we all know it, is that Democrats not only allow criminals to run wild, but also encourage them to run wild by refusing to punish them. As a society, we know how to decrease crime. We accomplished this for 25 years, right up until the terrorists in Black Lives Matter took to the streets and George Soros installed a bunch of communist district attorneys. You decrease crime by locking up criminals. My guess is that a handful of car thieves are responsible for 70 to 80% of these car thefts. You get that handful off the street, and you decrease car thefts by 70 to 80%. That's how it works. You find and lock up the small number of criminals committing most of the crimes because that is usually the case. But Democrats don't want less crime. They want more crime. They want anarchy. They want to consolidate their power in these cities and states by chasing out the middle class. They want a two-tiered socialist utopia where the rich live like pharaohs. And cheap, easily exploitable labor makes that possible. Scapegoating automakers is a new one, that's for sure. The fact that the voters put up with this is the saddest statement of all. Living in filth and danger to own the MAGAtards. Yeah, you're really making fools out of us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.